We'd like to welcome everybody into God's house this morning. Thank God for letting us be here, and thank God for each one that's come. We want to say a special welcome to all our visitors this morning. We really appreciate you. Glad to have you. And we want to pray for this service this morning, but we want to read Scripture first. This is in the 65th Psalm, verse 4. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causes to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. Listen to this phrase, we shall be satisfied. What just really stood out to me. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. I'm telling you what, God will satisfy you on the inside. He'll satisfy your soul. Let's all stand for a moment of prayer as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for letting us be here this morning. Lord, thank you for Sunday school. Thank you for each one that's come. Thank you for our visitors. God, we just thank you for how good you are to us, and words couldn't tell how good that is. God, we praise you today, and we ask you to help us in this service. Give us a powerful spiritual service, a time of worship, and speak to people's hearts that need you, that needs to be satisfied. God, we pray today that your blessings will just flow through our house this morning. We ask in Jesus' name and amen. Amen. You may be seated, and we turn over to the choir.
Page Page 96.
Thank you. Appreciate the choir. Appreciate everybody that's made it out this way. I know the weather's a little bit rough. I appreciate folks putting in the effort to be here. Thank God for the choir singing. Glad for the dearest friend that I've ever had. And I've had friends in this life. I've had friends come and go. I've had people I've known for a while, just a short time. But there is one thing that is consistent in my life, and it is Him. When men falter and men fail, we have a God who is faithful and just and kind and loving usward. I'm glad of that today. Glad to be here. This time we'll ask everybody seated to stand. We wonder at this time if anybody would have an unspoken prayer request. Yeah, remember all those hands. Anyone with a spoken prayer request?
Brother Cooper, I had a phone call and asked me to make a request. There's a man named Mike Mason. He's not the one that grew up here in Lima. He's from down in Middlesbrough. He goes to Red Oak Baptist Church. His wife is named Crystal, and she's got cancer. He called me and said, would you please ask your church to pray for my wife? And, sir, I want to ask everybody, please do that.
Yeah, remember that.
That song, the dearest friend I ever had, and he's the dearest. pitiful. And I owe my church an apology. It was private. I owe my church an apology, and I just hate myself for it.
I appreciate Kyle. Yeah, I'm glad that God's able to help us with those things. The thing about it, whatever you're struggling with today, you are not able to help yourself, but God sure is able to help you. Anyone else with anything this morning?
I like to go to church. Blake Fremont, he's a postal supervisor where I work. He's my supervisor. And they lost their daughter, a sophomore, Shawnee. She got the flu, and I don't really understand the complications that followed, but I know it was sudden. And that family really needs our prayers, and just a tragedy.
Remember that. Remember that. Remember Creed. I'm sure there's a lot of folks that would have liked to have been here today, but are sick and just couldn't make it. Remember those that couldn't be here. Remember that. Nobody has anything. We'll ask Andrew to lead us in prayer. Wonder this time if anybody would have a song or a testimony. Anyone at all with a song or a testimony? Pray for them while they come.
been to a lot of places, and I've seen so many faces, and there's been times when I felt so all alone. Oh, but in that lonely hour, those precious lonely hours, Jesus lets me know that I am His own. So I thank God for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys, and I thank Him for every storm that He's brought me through. For if I never had a problem, how could I know that my God would solve them? How would I know what faith in His Word would do?
Through it all.
Song. I want to read a scripture real fast and I'll get out of the way. Out of Romans 8, familiar scripture. We hear it quoted often, but I feel like reading it. Thank God for that song. I'm glad that through it all, He has been faithful. In a changing world, in a world that is moving and changing so quickly, I'm glad for one solid foundation in my life, and that is God. Romans 8, verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Paul in verse 38 says this, and I love these two verses. Listen to what Paul's saying. He says, for I am persuaded. He's saying there's no way you're going to convince me otherwise. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm glad of that today. Glad that nothing in this world, nor height, nor depth, can separate us from the love of God. I'm glad to be here today.
Amen. Thank the Lord for being here today. I appreciate what I've already felt. And I already mentioned Sunday school and the choir singing is good and opening up is good and special singing is good. I felt the Lord. I felt the peace of God in my soul. And I'm glad to be here and glad for what I can feel. Glad for the burden that I have. And I have a scripture I'd like to read. I read earlier from the 65th Psalm. I want to read one verse from the 22nd Psalm. And then I want to go to the 8th chapter of the book of Mark. But I'll read this Psalm verse. I really need your prayers this morning. Really pray. And I appreciate the burden that I've got. But pray. Anyway, the 22nd Psalm, verse 26. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. There's that word, satisfied again. They shall praise the Lord that seek Him. Your heart shall live forever. Now think about those comments. The meek, that's the humble, those that move toward Him by faith. They'll be satisfied, and they'll praise the Lord that seek Him, and your heart shall live forever. So think about that. Now, I want to read from the 8th chapter of the book of Mark. I want to use a subject this morning, a statement, you can be satisfied. In a world that's so topsy-turvy and so many uncertain things in it and things going on that trouble us and bother us, there's a satisfaction you can have that's deeper than just the natural flesh. It's the satisfaction you can have that's planted way down in your soul, and the devil can't take that away from you. Okay, so we'll read here in chapter 8 in the book of Mark, starting at verse 1. In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and saith unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way. For divers of them came from afar. And listen to what his disciples answered. Verse 4. And his disciples answered him, from whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And so I understand his disciples. If I'd have been there with him, I'd have said or thought the same thing. But I'm glad God has the answer that we don't have. And he went on in verse 5. And he asked them, how many loaves have you? And they said, 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and brake and gave to the disciples to set before them. They did set them before the people. And they had a few small fishes, and he blessed, and he commanded to set them out there before them also. So they did eat and were filled. And they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000. So I want you to really pray. They were in the wilderness, and I'll tell you what, sometimes that seems like a good word to describe the world that we live in today. And surely there's a spiritual wilderness until you get saved. But Jesus was here, and he had the disciples with him, and he had compassion on the multitude. Jesus knew what he was going to do, but he spoke the way he spoke to get the disciples' attention. He said, we need to give these folks something to eat. They've been with me 3 days with nothing to eat. That'd be getting hungry time. I would hope today that somebody's here to hunger after the bread of life. You know, we talk about eating, and he said here, he said, if I send them away fasting, they'll faint by the way, for divers of them came from afar. But his disciples said, from whence can a man satisfy these men here in the wilderness? I want to tell you today, I want to preach to you how to get satisfied. There's a way to get satisfied. Jesus asked the disciples, what do you have? They said, I just got 7 loaves. That doesn't sound like much among 4,000 people, but I'm telling you what, and I want to make this point too. Listen to this. He took the 7 loaves, and he gave thanks, and he broke it, and he gave them to the disciples to set before them, and they did set them before the people. Now, Jesus, he could have done all that by himself. If he would have wanted to just broke the bread up and tossed it out in pieces, he could have done that. But I'm telling you what, he's got people that he wants to live for him, and he wants to work for him. He wants to use his people. I'm telling you, God has given the church the job of setting the bread before the people. Now, God told the people, sit down here. I'm telling you, we need to come. We need to get ourselves quieted from the things of the world, get the things of the world off our mind. I'm telling you what, we need to get our minds and our hearts and our thoughts on Jesus. If you've been saved by the grace of God, you've got a part in setting the bread before the multitude. And so Jesus broke the bread, and he blessed it. They couldn't have done it without him, but they had a job he wanted them to do too. Are you doing your job today? Let me ask you the question and think about this. Are you doing your job to help get the bread to the people that are hungry, that are dying of thirst and dying of hunger? Jesus said, I think it's in the 6th chapter of John. He said, I am the bread of life. He said, he that cometh to me shall never hunger. He said, he that believeth in me shall never thirst. You can have what it takes to satisfy you if you'll get Jesus. He's the only thing that'll satisfy the souls of men and women and boys and girls. And so he said, sit down here. Well, the people needed to sit down. I don't know if there was any there that didn't sit down. Been foolish if they didn't. I'll tell you what today, It would be foolish of any of us when God speaks to us and talks to us. It'd be foolish of us not to obey the Lord. And so he's had him sit down on the ground. He took the 7 loaves. He gave thanks. Listen, he broke it and he gave the disciples, set before them. They did set before the people. And I'm telling you what, they did eat and were filled. And then they took up the broken pieces of meat. That means that's the bread and the fishes both. They took up the bread that had been left. They got 7 baskets full. I remember as a young boy, probably a teenager maybe, I read this and I thought, well, if they fed all the people, why? Wonder why I had 7 baskets left over. I'm telling you what, 7 means completeness, and the baskets were all full. And I'm telling you what I ate of when I was a 12-year-old boy, I ate of it. And I'll tell you, the baskets are still full. It'll never run out as long as time stands. God will have bread for his people to eat. That's what he's talking about. That's the point he's making. There's enough left over. Nobody's ever come to Jesus and asked for the bread of life and him say there's not enough for you. There's always been plenty. And there's plenty for you this morning. You can be satisfied. Now, let me make a point here. When I say you can be satisfied, as we go through life, there's things that I see in life that don't please me. There's things that troubles me. But deep down in my soul, there's a satisfaction that overcomes that. It's bigger than that. Even in the midst of my trouble, if I'll take time to humble my heart and look towards heaven, I can feel the satisfaction of the peace of God that's in my soul. I go back sometimes when I'm troubled, God gets my attention. He takes my attention back to that time when I was a 12-year-old boy when I trusted him. And sometimes I just have to lay all the thoughts of the world and the troubles of things that are going on. Sometimes I just have to lay them aside and focus on what God did for me when I was a boy. And he's done a lot of things for me since then. But it's all tied to what he did when I was 12 years old, when he saved my soul. All the blessings that I've had through life, they're connected to that. And I appreciate what I feel in my soul today is connected to that. You can be satisfied. And now listen, let me go back here and get this again, where it said back here in the 65th Psalm, we shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house. When you come into the spiritual house of God, it'll satisfy you. And back here in the other scripture where I read in the 22nd Psalm, when it said, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. As I said, meek means humble. When I humbled my heart and I moved by faith one time, God satisfied me. Everybody that gets saved gets satisfied. If you want to be satisfied today, you can. Praise God. Let's all stand. That's probably enough preaching, just a little message. You can be satisfied. Let me ask another question. Do you want to be satisfied? Oh, yeah, preacher, but I got a lot going on, and there's a lot of trouble and a lot of this and a lot of that. Satan's always got things to try to deter you from coming to Jesus. But if you want to be satisfied, come while he's calling. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. While we sing anytime you get ready. While we sing this morning, if there's something in your life, if you need to come and repent, if you're already saved, you might need to get the satisfaction bubbling up in your life again. It's down in there. But do you feel it? Are you enjoying it? Are you using it? If you're saved, are you living for Jesus the way you should? Do you feel the satisfaction that's in there? And if you're here today and lost, if you're here today and lost, I can't tell you how good it feels to get saved. But you can find out for yourself. Come. Come on. Come on. Obey the Lord. Please come. Please come this morning. Obey the Lord. You can be satisfied. Jesus is a satisfier. You can have satisfaction. You can have the peace of God. You can have the blessings of God. You can have the Spirit of God. Oh, please come. You can be. Do you want to be satisfied today? You can be. Come and trust the Lord. Give it all to him. You can be satisfied. Please come. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Amen. Come to Him. Obey the Lord. Amen. He will give you rest. Please, God, thank you. Amen. Amen. I want to say a few more things and I'm going to ask them to sing again. If you're here today and you've got something troubling your heart that you need to pray about, this altar is available to you today. If you're here today and you've been wrestling with some things, and Blaine taught about it in Sunday school, sometimes even people saved, they go through troubled times and they have a lot of things that confronts them, and sometimes they even question, am I really saved? Is this really real? The only way to satisfy that is to really pray and get a hold of heaven, and God will let you know. He'll refresh you, and He'll let you feel that satisfaction, that peace bubble up again. If you need to come pray, you can do that. If you, whatever your need is today, let me say this. This came on my heart early this morning. If there's somebody here that's been seeking the Lord, and maybe you've prayed and got a hold of the Lord and got satisfied even at home or at work. I've known people that got saved at work and some got saved at home. It'd be a good time for you to come forward and tell it this morning. If you're here today and whatever your need is, especially if you need to get saved, you need to have your soul satisfied. Jesus is the only thing that can do that. It's wonderful to come to church, and I appreciate everybody's coming to church. Thank God for you. Glad to have you. Welcome. But if you've come to church and things are not right in your life or in your soul, there's some more you need to do. If God's calling to you this morning and you need to come and pray, come and do that. Please do that. It'll help your life and it'll help the lives of those around you. If you're here today and you know you're saved and you're willing to live for the Lord and God wants you to join this church, the door's open for that too. You can come forward and let us know that. But I believe there's many things that's possible this morning that God's speaking to people about. I can't see your heart, but God can. But God's wanting me to make this invitation. And whatever your need is this morning, come on. Come on this morning. Please come. I obey the Lord. I believe the young people want to come tonight. Let's pray for them. Well, I appreciate the young folks. These young people are such a blessing to me. And I got such a blessing out of the Sunday school choir, those little ones that were singing before Sunday school started this morning. And these young people, as they're coming, as they walking up this way, they just bless my heart. It just thrills me. I thank God for each one of these folks that's coming this morning. And let me beg of you this morning, whether you're on this side of the church house or that side of the church house, or if you're up here on either side of the choir, if you need to come and pray, please do that while the young people sing this morning. I'm going to get over here to the side so you can see them a little better. But please come while they sing. Amen.
You can make the sun to shine.
Help us, Lord.
Lord, without me.
Yeah, Lord.
You can call the dead to rise.
Amen.
Lord, without me.
Yeah.
You can make the blind to see.
Please come.
And
obey the Lord.
You can tell the mountains to be cast.
Yeah. If you don't know you're saved, come and pray. Please come. God can fix it. He can tell you. He can help you. Obey the Lord. Please come. Lord. Lord, I'm glad I've got you. If you don't have Him, come and seek Him. Come and seek the Lord. Obey Him. Please come.
Please come.
Don't need my hands to make the lame to walk.
Amen.
And you don't need my tongue.
Bless us, God.
To make the dumb to talk.
Would you just obey me,
Lord? And you don't need my words.
My heart's heavy for somebody.
To give up to the lost.
Will you just come?
Because you are
one step at a time. If you feel like coming, come and go from there. Up to you and the Lord. Please come. Please come. Obey the Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
But I'm nothing without you.
Please come.
Lord, when I have you, you can calm my raging heart. And Lord, when I have you, you can lead me through the dark.
Yeah, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I am nothing on my own.
Amen.
I'm just earthly flesh and bone.
Yeah.
Coming before your throne.
Yeah.
Lord, if I have you, then I'm a child of the King.
Please come. Come on.
I am an heir.
Come and pray.
To the throne.
Come on.
You can do anything.
You can do it. Obey the Lord. Amen. Good song. Good job. Thank you, young people. Thank the Lord for those good songs. Thank you for your good attention and your prayers. Anybody got anything on your heart to say or do before we turn over for announcements? Follow your heart. If you got something, you're sure welcome. Yeah. Okay. Right. Remember that. That's tragic. Someone else. Yeah. Hey, amen.
1956 in the spring of the year, and God come my way.
Yes.
Called me and. I had to make a long story short, I come to him,
yeah.
And he put his peace down in my soul, and he put a new song in here.
Amen.
That song's been ringing out.
Amen.
All those years, down in my soul, sometimes in this flesh, I
yeah.
don't like
him. Amen.
But his peace is down yeah. in here. It's going to take me over on the other side.
Amen. Boy, thank the Lord. Amen. Appreciate that. Somebody else. That's okay. Follow your heart. All right. We're happy for you to sing it. Follow your heart. And while she sings, that invitation's still open. Somebody needs to come. Please obey the Lord. Good. Good job.
I was hoping I didn't have to sing, but, you know, I just want to do God's will. And yeah. I don't know if I remember the words, but please
That's
pray
right.
for me.
Yeah, forward.
The things that I love and hold dear to my heart, they're just borrowed.
Yeah.
They're not mine alone.
Amen.
Jesus, only let me use them to brighten my life.
Yeah.
Why he loves me, I don't understand.
Listen.
Roll back the curtains yeah. of memories now and then.
Yeah.
Show me where you brought me from and where yeah. I could have been.
Somebody needs to come.
Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me,
please come.
Me, dear Lord.
Come to him. You can have that. Bless the Lord.
Oh, there's another verse, but I can't remember what it is. I just know that God, he took the road to Calvary to die in my stead.
Amen.
And why he loves me, I don't understand.
Amen.
I can't remember all the words, but you know, I just want to do what God wants me to.
Amen.
Sometimes I think, you know, old people, they are... God can't use them, but you know what? God can use them more than a young person.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful that I'm not afraid no matter
Amen.
Of anything, because God's always been there for me and he always yeah. will be, and I just praise his sweet name.
Amen. That's good. That's good. Let me, Mark's going to help you.
Thank you.
We're going to need one more verse.
Yeah.
I believe God really spoke while she was calling, while she was singing. I believe he was calling. We're going to sing one more verse. If you need to come, please come. Why not? God's never told you or asked you anything that would hurt you. It'll all help you. Satan tries to stop you, but God invites you. Will you come while he's inviting you this morning? Come on. It's time to come and get satisfied. Get satisfied this morning, right here, right now. Come just like you are. Obey the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Are you turning him down? Please don't. Say yes, Lord. Come on. Come on. That's good. That's good. Thank you. All right. Anything else before we turn over to announcements? All right. If you want to, just be seated for a minute and we'll see.
I wanted to talk for a minute about the Ladies Club event and lots of things that go along with that. And so these are announcements, but I would like to start and ask you to be praying for that. It is an event that is on the hearts of the ladies of our church. It's something that we attended not long ago at another church, and we were there. We were filled with the Lord, and we looked around and thought, there's so many other women we could share this with, and there's so many other women around our church that would benefit from this. So if you could just be praying for it, all of us can do that. I really have people in my heart that I want to invite, that I did invite yesterday. I invited hundreds of people yesterday. And I just really would appreciate the church's prayers for the Ladies of Faith Fellowship happening on April 5th. announcements to go along with that. We have a t-shirt fundraiser going on. We did do the breakfast. The ladies had a great profit from that. I appreciate everybody's support from that. It is going toward the event in April. There is a t-shirt fundraiser happening that Angie Hadding has put together for us, and there are order forms on the podium in the foyer. Words are hard. So these are $15. They do say Lima Missionary Baptist Church on the front, Ladies of Faith Fellowship 2025. It's a souvenir, if nothing else, but it's something to wear. And your purchase does support the event. So if you would like to order those, on the back, it has a really nice graphic. It says, Dive Into God's Word, and they are pink. So if you have any more questions, fill that out. You can Venmo Angie for that, or you can write checks out to Donnelly and give those to Linda or myself, and we'll get all that put together for you. There have been invitations sent out to multiple churches, and again, there's just lots and lots of ladies that know about this, so if you could keep praying for it. I had a question earlier about gift baskets, and I don't mean to make this about the whole church, but it's just the easiest way to tell everybody. I'll also post more information on our Facebook page later, but if you're involved in a gift basket committee, the idea of that is that it's a door prize. Those will be given away during our meal and our fellowship time, and those gift baskets can be various sizes. There's no requirement. We didn't give you specific instructions because we want you to do what your heart says, so everybody in the group that signed up should be contributing. It is your donation to the event, and so if you had the movie night theme basket, you would pick things that go with that theme, and that basket can be as big as you would like it to be. That is totally up to you, and I'll give more ideas and more information on that later. But if you have questions, please ask Linda or myself, and just most of all, keep praying for that.
We're combining Sunday school classes next Sunday, so please bring your kids to Sunday school and we'll have a good time learning about the love of God.
All right. Remember that. Anything else? Thank you for being here. Remember service time tonight, 6 o'clock, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Pray for those services and next Sunday's services. If nothing else, we'll ask you to stand. We asked Brother Mike Kessinger to pray. Dismiss him.
Our dear, kind Heavenly